time for you to sound off. Sound off.
You gotta be facing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705 is how you get in. Give us a call if you got something to say. Leave us a message, especially this weekend. Pile them up. A couple Tiger messages would be nice. Gee, Mike, I think you were right about Tiger not winning a major. No, we won't get that. All right, let's see what we got on sound off.
Mike, how do you leave Fleetwood Mac off the top five bands of all time? Just because it's not headbanger music or an all-guy band doesn't make it not a band. Rumors was the biggest selling album of all time. Does that mean anything? Of all
time? That's not true!
Who's he talking about?
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. And Rumors, I will say, is a great, great album. But wait, it's not the greatest, not the biggest selling album of all time.
But
is he actually telling me Fleetwood Mac is in the top five?
Yeah, and he also didn't listen to your list. Your list was not just who's your favorite, who had the biggest impact.
It's the biggest. It's the bigness of the band. I don't even like the Beatles and Rolling Stones, but it's Beatles, Rolling Stones, Zepp, Who, and the fifth is always up for our discussion. I think the body of work makes it U2. A lot of people think it's Pink Floyd, but it sure isn't Fleetwood Mac. Come on.
Are you kidding me? This dude doesn't want to play Summer League? What kind of hoop head are you? I played basketball my whole life. Nobody wants to practice. I want to play games. You play 2 and 3 Summer League if you can. You play every minute, but you don't practice. You want to play games. Who doesn't want to play in games? I don't know about this guy. BC, getting this from the grave. Trust the process. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
That's a good point he made, though.
It is.
You want to play games. Yeah. You don't want to practice. That's tedious. You want to play games if you can, right?
Yeah.
So the World Cup's probably one of the biggest events in the world, and I don't hear you guys talk about it, but I just sit here and listen to Harry Mays give U.S. Open updates on the hour, every hour. Listen, Harry, you are the Kobe Bryant of 97.5 The Fanatic. But Jim Nance, you're not. Stop with the weather reports and the winds blowing this way and blah, 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 blah. No one cares about golf, Harry.
Harry's into his golf. Like Martinez is into his hockey. You know, the U.S. Open is worth mentioning every now and then. I was doing it today, but only in the context of whether Tiger was going to make a cut.
Don't they have a line where he could have called them, though? Why does he call you to dump on him?
They got a beef line, right?
Yeah.
What is it called?
What's your beef?
Is it called What's Your Beef?
Yeah, I thought it was What's Your Beef.
Is it?
Yeah, and I think the morning's B and C.
I don't think there's What's Your Beef.
What is it?
It's the, I don't know.
Sixers need to get in the phone ASAP with San Antonio.
It's riled up. It's a riled up line. Sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Garich, Cubs, pick number 10, some future picks. Make that happen. That's a pretty damn nice package. Lenders other way. Done and dusted. Let's do this.
All right, man. Let's do it. Let's do something. I think Brett's on a mission. You hear him today. He's on a mission to do something.
Hey, quick shout out to the Dallas Cowboys. Kiss the ring, bitch.
Why do you think that the Dallas Cowboys shouldn't even be in your brain, dude? Don't even worry about them. Why do you let them still be a burr in your saddle? Don't even ignore them.
Mikey Miss, no need to fret. I'm telling you. July 4th, LeBron signs with the 76ers, and he'll use the 4th of July as a big spectacle when he signs, okay? He'll be here. He doesn't want to go to L.A. He wants to go to L.A. and play with that moron ball and then have to deal with his old man constantly. He don't want to go there. He's coming here. 4th of July, mark my words, the delicious news reports, LeBron signs 3-year deal with your 76ers.
Well, I hope you're right, but I get a feeling that LeBron doesn't care about LeVar Ball. That's the last reason why he's not going to go to L.A. Because LeVar Ball's going to... You think LeVar Ball's going to bother a guy like LeBron?
Mike, a bit of a personal sound off here. Girlfriend of over a year and a half broke up with me about a month ago because she said she caught feelings for somebody else. As of last night, that person she caught feelings for is in a relationship with her. I want to know, in your personal opinion, what is the best way of handling a hard situation like this and not to be thinking about it constantly and moving on?
What was this again?
So his girlfriend broke up with him because she said she had feelings for somebody else. As of last night, they're in a relationship, and he wants to know how to get over it.
Not fixate on him. He's
I'm the wrong guy to ask.
He has to stay busy.
I had a relationship break up on me, and I'm still not over it, so I couldn't give you any advice.
Plenty of fish in the sea. I'll give him advice.
All right, well, I mean, that's easier said than done. It's tough. It's really tough.
It's really hard.
So, I don't know. Maybe you know, you just have faith that somebody will come along and be better than that other person.
Just heard Tyrone to that water heater commercial. The whole time I thought it was Brian Westbrook. He really does sound like him.
Tyrone doesn't sound anything like Brian Westbrook,
no,
whatsoever.
But I do appreciate him listening on the stream. That's where that ad is running. So
yeah, okay.
I'm glad he heard it.
All right. That it? Close down on that note. Close down a week on that note. All right, might as well.
Well, I mean, I have one more. Hold on, let's play.
All right, let's play one more.
Mike, listen to Anthony. It's unbecoming. You went to that Miami game. What you saw made you think the Sixers were going to go into the Eastern Conference Final and possibly win it. Now you think next year is going to be a step back if they can't do that? No, that's what's in your head. That's not all in the head of the fan base. You're the one who's being impatient. Now you're getting greedy and you want more.
Okay, so I'm going to pretend that the Sixers are better than Boston. All right, that's what I'm supposed to do. See, I'm too smart and logical for that. They're not better than Boston. All right, and so I got to get used to that, and you better get used to it too, and stop going with a pipe dream. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Southside. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Bring it. 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.